Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator, University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. What have you been drinking lately? Did you know the majority of added sugar in the American diet comes from sugar-sweetened beverages? This is not limited to soda. It also includes fruit juice, energy drinks, sport drinks, and specialty coffees. Frequently drinking sugar-sweetened beverages is associated with numerous health concerns like weight gain and obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, kidney diseases, non-alcoholic liver disease, tooth decay, and gout. This is a long list and good reason to rethink your drink. You could be consuming hundreds of extra calories each day from your morning coffee run to your after-dinner cocktail. In addition, sugar-sweetened beverages contain little to no nutritional benefit. Instead, focus on drinks that can nourish and relax, stimulate, and revive. Here are three of my recommendations for drinks with added health benefits. Number one, tea. This is a broad category with a long history of use in the United States. Black tea remains the most widely consumed, but there is a whole world of teas waiting to be brewed by you. Green teas are particularly high in a component known as catechins. They can help fight inflammation in the body and reduce plaque buildup inside arteries. Matcha green tea powder is a great option since it can be mixed into hot or cold water and also added to your smoothies for an antioxidant boost. Another tea gaining popularity in the United States is yerba mate. Traditionally consumed in South America, yerba mate is recognized for its enduring boost and rich taste. It contains theobromine, a mild stimulant that also relaxes the muscles by dilating blood vessels. Number two, fermented drinks. You've probably heard of kombucha, but what about water kefir? Both are a result of fermentation, or the breakdown of sugars into acids by way of bacteria and yeast. Fermented drinks go far beyond beer and wine to include homemade ginger ale and the lesser-known kvass. Each has a unique flavor profile, but they all have one thing in common: probiotics. Including more probiotic-rich foods into your diet may improve immune function and improve digestion and absorption of food and nutrients. Probiotics have also been used in the treatment or prevention of diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, and Crohn's disease. And number three, infused waters. We all know the importance of staying hydrated, and water is the best choice for that, but sometimes we just need something a little more flavorful. Why not liven up your water with a variety of herbs, fruits, and vegetables? There are lots of tasty combinations you can try, plus you'll be saving calories from the lack of added sugar. Some fruit and herb combos I would recommend would be honeydew with sage, mint and mango, strawberry basil, and my favorite, pineapple with thyme. You don't need a recipe. Just throw a few herb sprigs into a jar or pitcher with cut up fruit and let sit in the refrigerator for a few hours. Before you know it, you'll be inventing some amazing infusions. The next time you're out to eat or at the convenience store, remember to pause and rethink your drink. For more information about added sugars and how to reduce the number of calories you drink, plus a recording of today's episode, visit wvik.org/wellness. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator, University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with the University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center and the Planning Center in Moline.